something they don't use it as much anymore. It's kind of something to put on and burn. It used to burn a lot. Something they put on cuts.
Alcohol?
Yeah, something that this was kind of a bluish, purplish, brownish. I'm not sure the exact color.
Iodine.
Yeah, and something you take for malaria.
Fever?
Yeah, something you take for it though.
Quinine.
Right, and a person he was alive yesterday, but he what this morning?
He died?
Yeah. And say they any veiled terms for this instead of died, something they might say in the paper. Well, I always use the word
retired or expired.
Expired. You use that in legal with the
yes. Yes, they're expired.
Anything else that you'd say that person might say expired here, but what would something you might say to the something you might say to the family?
It passed away.
Yeah, that. All right, and say I don't know what someone says. They don't know the cause of death. Say I don't know what he died.
Oh.
All right, and a place where a person's buried is a
cemetery.
All right, and the box the body's placed in is called a
casket.
And the ceremony after death is called a
funeral.
And then say the family is in
bereavement.
Yeah, another word though. Sounds something like the early part of the day.
Morning?
Yeah. Does that sound the same to you as the part of the day, or just sort of kind of like it?
It sounds like it.
Exactly the same.
Morning. This morning. I guess it sounds pretty much like it.
Okay. And someone says, how are you feeling? You don't feel bad. You say, I feel
fine.
Okay. And someone's troubled about something, you might tell them,
don't worry.
All right. And a person, an older person, doesn't have to be an older person. Any person might have weather changes and gets pains in the joints that a person has.
Arthritis.
Uh-huh. This is a disease, you don't hear much of it anymore, but a long time ago, 20, 30 years ago, a lot of children died from these things. Had epidemics of this.
Pneumonia?
No, so it's the D.
Diphtheria?
Yeah. And a disease that causes the yellowing of the, maybe of the skin, but certainly of the whites of the eyes. Sometimes called yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay. And you get a pain down the side and get an operation. That might be an attack of
appendicitis.
Right. A person can't keep food down, might have to
vomit.
All right. Now, are there any crude terms for this?
Throw up or
And throw up is crude
for vomit.
And a person, when a person is that way, might say he is sick.
Sick at his stomach.
Right. And he had some news and say he came over, what me the news. He came over.
To tell me.
Yeah. And someone says, would you want to borrow this? And say, well, I'd like to borrow it, but I'd really like to
have it.
Yeah, okay. Or to keep.
To keep it.
Okay. I think that. You expect something to happen or doesn't, if you're afraid it might not happen, you say, if that doesn't happen, I would be disappointed. I
will be.
Uh-huh. And if someone comes over and says, we're glad to see you again, we in the future we. Well, if you're talking about the future, you say, I'm glad you came to visit us, and we glad to see you again.
Would like to.
Or, yeah, but not say would, but would.
We will see you again.
Yeah. Would you say, we will be glad to see you again, or we shall be glad to see you again?
I'd say we will.
Okay.